Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Sensei.
And a big kiss goes out to everyone.
Thank you.
Love you all. Today, I want to just say a few words on gratitude. A number of years back, I lived in a house that had a finished basement. And I converted the basement into a small zendo. It was part of the total basement, but it was sort of separate. So I had privacy, and I used to get up really early in the morning so that everything would be quiet. And in this zendo, I had bookcases of all my Zen books, spiritual books, koan books. And on the shelves, I also had pictures of teachers like Bernie Glassman and Roshi Kennedy, and pictures from Dharma Transmission, Dharma Friends. And on the wall, I had several prints. And one of the prints was a framed picture of Han Shan and Shi Te, who were referred to as the Chinese Cold Mountain Poets. So that I just love this space. It was just going down the stairs and ending up in this room that was my zendo was always, no matter what was going on in my life, was always very heart-opening, and it felt like a safe and loving space. And so one morning I was going down to sit, and as I was walking down the stairs, now this is early in the morning, so the sun has just come up and the light goes like this. And there was in this room, there was a basement window, and the light was shining through the window. And on the wall, there was a swatch of sunlight. And as I was coming down, there was this swatch of sunlight and everything just stopped. And there was just this sunlight. And out of nowhere, I was just, my whole body, my whole being was filled with gratitude. And the gratitude was for simply being alive, that life was a gift to be thankful for. And part of the experience was also in that moment where my mind stopped and I was just completely this swatch of light, that experience. I was reminded again that being alive, we are all part of this splendid interdependent web of life. And that we, I, you, everyone is part of everything. And that everything is part of us. So out of this realization, love and compassion grows, I think. And it can be a very deep source of gratitude. Being able to have your heart open with love and compassion. There are probably few things that are a deeper source of gratitude. Now, this experience taught me that gratitude isn't always brought up by some kind of profound experience. It could just simply be a swatch of light on a wall. And many times, life presents itself in a very simple, ordinary way. And simple things, like we might be sitting across from the table from our daughter or our son and just watching them eat a bowl of oatmeal. And then all of a sudden, we're overcome by love and gratitude, just for their being there, just watching our child sitting there eating. And that's enough. That's completely enough. And being so grateful for that child and sharing that life with that child. Now, in our zendo, to signal various aspects, the beginning of meditation and chants, we ring the gong. And many times when that gong rings, we wind up filled with the sound that it makes and even feeling the resonance in our bodies. And I know for me, there are times when I feel such gratitude for just that simple sound that is a way of transmitting how the process is going or where it's going to go, with that just that simple sound, that reverberation. There's a Buddhist prayer that goes, quote, "May I be given the appropriate difficulties so my heart can truly open with compassion." And the Dalai Lama said, "Remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a stroke of luck." So it's possible to feel gratitude for difficulties that arise. And these difficulties that I talked about in the past could very well be Dharma gates, opportunities to grow. So the question is, can we accept our failures, realizing that they are teachers? And if we tell ourselves that it's a teaching, then we will suffer less and perhaps feel gratitude for its arrival. Again, what we tell ourselves can determine whether or not this is some awful thing that we resist or turn away from, or maybe an opportunity that will lead us to be grateful. And this being grateful in times of difficulty, I think, prevents us from being victims. So gratitude is a gift, and we should let it inspire us in our daily lives to reach out to others with an open heart. And that being able to reach out to others, being able to love others, how can we not feel grateful? What a gift that is to be able to have our hearts open and care for someone else. So I find that personally is my challenge, is that when I see someone suffering, can I use this life that I am so grateful for, that is so precious, can I use this life to reach out to someone else? There's a Bulgarian mystic whose name is Oram Mikhail Ivanhoff. And I'm going to read a quote by him, something that he said. And he says, "The day that I acquired the habit of consciously pronouncing the words, 'thank you,' I felt I had gained the possession of a magic wand capable of transforming everything." And as our old friend Suzuki Roshi often said, just being alive is enough. Now there's another Zen teacher, Zenke Blanche Hartman. And just a little aside about who she was a Soto Zen teacher in the lineage of Suzuki. And from 1996 to 2002, she served two terms as the co-abbess of the San Francisco Zen Center. And she was the first woman to assume such leadership at this center. So she wrote a book called Seeds for a Boundless Life, Teachings from the Heart. And in this book, she tells the story of having a heart attack, going to the hospital and spending some time staying in the hospital. And eventually she was released and she walked out of the hospital and she stepped into the sunshine and she had this realization that she could be dead and that the rest of her life was just a gift. Another teacher, Ruben Habito, a Zen teacher and professor of world religions and spirituality at Perkins School of Theology, he equates boundless gratitude with the meaning of life. And he says there is no meaning of life apart from living it. Breath by miraculous breath, moment by precious moment. It's welcoming every day as a new day, opening one's heart to the infinite dwelling in each here and now. It's the quiet joy of just being, earnestly wishing, may all be well, may all being be well. So each moment of his life is actually an expression of gratitude for just being alive. So in this moment, in this day, I just jotted a couple quick notes in terms of my own personal gratitude in this day. And of course, as I think all of us do, I have tremendous gratitude. I'm extremely grateful for having found this practice. And I feel gratitude to my teachers who guided me along the way, my Zen teachers, but also other people who arrived in my life who offered me in some way or another a teaching. So I have gratitude for my teachers who arrive in all different forms. I have gratitude for my Zen friends with whom I shared sesshins, stories about Daisan, and a variety of humorous events that presented themselves along the way. Now, Zen is a difficult practice, and it's a practice that sets us up to fall on our face over and over again. But it's really a gift to have a friend to go through this together with, and as sometimes happens, share a glass of scotch and laugh hysterically about the different experiences that we have had in our practice. So as I said, I also feel grateful to be a part of this wonderful Zen practice and also part of this Zen family that we are and that we call a Sangha. And so in Zen, when we put our hands together in gassho and we bow, that can be an expression of gratitude. So as a way of ending this talk, I want to put my hands together in gassho and bow to every one of you in gratitude for being able to share this practice. Thank you.